Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to singer Quincy Mumford, leader of the band Quincy Mumford and the Reason Why. They're on the road this fall, touring in support of a new album, It's Only Change. Stick around. I'm going to explain to Mr. Mumford that it may only be change, but if he saves a little every day, pretty soon he'll have a lot, a whole lot. Might even be time to buy a piggy bank. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you by Amazon.com, Audible.com, and 1-800-DIAL-DJs. Please stop by the website, MrMedia.com, click on our advertisers, support the show. And remember, there's more than 1,000 interviews available at MrMedia.com. We've been doing this since February 2007. Hope you'll find something you like. And thanks for listening. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience in search of a Mumford to call their own in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. When we hear a new band, I think most of us instinctively go to the Sounds Like tab in our brains. So when I first heard New Jersey's Quincy Mumford and the Reason Why, here are the acts that I immediately thought of. Jimmy Buffett, Michael Franks, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Your results may vary, of course. Now, it's an eclectic collection of references, but there's an awful lot going on in the songs on the band's fifth album, It's Only Change. The good news? It's all good. Joining me today to fill in the gaps of his musical influences, what does the New Jersey Turnpike sound like to a musician? His New Jersey upbringing, Exit What? And to play a couple of songs, is the leader-in-chief of Quincy Mumford and the Reason Why. Now, to see the band in person this fall, visit their website for a complete list of tour dates, and that's quincymumford.com. Quincy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's kind of a feeling of deja vu. I can't explain it, but
yeah.
We'll just move on. So, listen, your band is comprised of four Jerseyites, which is the way my late father-in-law referred to our tribe at a toast at my wedding, and you have one Brooklynite. Now, yes. I need to understand this. You couldn't find a single drummer in Seaside Heights or Tom's River or even my hometown, North Brunswick?
We did, actually, and our old drummer is from Marlboro. But as the band kind of came into some new members and some changes, my bass player was going to school in New York City at the Collective Music School, and we were looking for a new drummer at the time. And actually, we found our drummer, Davide, and he's originally from Italy, the north of Italy, and came over here to study music and had been here for a year and joined the band. And now he's been here for about 2 years and is currently living in Brooklyn, but has some plans to move down to New Jersey to join the rest of us. So
he's not actually a Brooklynite?
Not quite. I guess that's just a temporary traveling through from Italy to New Jersey, so he stopped in Brooklyn, I guess.
and he's Italian, so he should fit in very well among the Jerseyites.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so we'll let him off with that. And probably, you know, for I'm just going to guess, but Italian men seem to do pretty well with women in audiences, so I imagine it's not hurting his credibility to not.
Oh, he's got a beautiful afro, too, and I think that gives him some credit. Gives him a lot of attention, so.
All right. Well, all right, so while I've introduced the topic of the Reason Why, that would be the rest of the band, why don't you tell us a little about them?
Sure. Could start with Brian. Brian is the bass player, Brian Garrity, and me and Brian have been friends since the fourth grade, so since we were about 9 years old. We grew up together even before playing music. So when I started playing guitar, Brian and I told him, you got to play bass so we can play punk rock music together. So it worked out for a little bit, and we played punk rock for a long time until we started to appreciate some other really great music. And so when it came time for me to start putting out my own music, Brian was my go-to man. Carly is our keyboard player, and Carly we met opening for a band called De Soul. We were a trio at the time, just drums, bass, and guitar, and vocal. And we were looking to extend the Reason Why, and looking for a keyboard player. So Carly came up to us at the show. She was a fan of De Soul's. And I believe she was 15 at the time. She's a little younger than we are. We just loved her vibe, and she's been with the group ever since. It's been about 5 years now. Mike, our guitar player, came about. He was a fill-in for us. Our other guitar player was going to school back and forth, so wasn't around all the time. So Mike just had been filling in, and he was pretty busy himself. But as our other guitar player decided to stay down in D.C., it made sense for Mike to kind of come into the role and to take it on full time. And it's been a pleasure working with him ever since. And Davide, we already talked about, you know, Italian, Brooklynite, Italianite, and will be a New Jerseyite. So.
And I just want to be clear, because when you mentioned that a girl joins the band at 15, how old were you guys at the time she was 15? Because you weren't. You weren't like grown elderly men at the time.
No. I think 17, maybe not even. I think I might have been 16, turning 17. So yeah, we were young ourselves. She was just a year below us. So
I just wanted to clarify that for anybody who was getting any funny ideas out there.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
And also, you. My friend, are married, as I recall.
I am, yes. Yes, so I got hitched a little young.
A little bit, but... Yeah.
A little bit.
So tell me, let's talk, we've talked about the individual players in the band. Tell me something about the band name. Now, I know where Quincy Mumford comes from. I'm guessing that your parents had something to do with that, but The Reason Why, it's a great band name. Explain that a little bit.
So The Reason Why I came from the concept that there's a reason for everything, and in our case, the reason why we play music, the reason why people come to see us. So we even call like our fans The Reason Why. The Reason Why keeps us motivated to continue to put out music and to play shows and to go out there and do it. And this is the whole reason why we're playing music is for the people and for ourselves to be liberated and to feel that joy of the musical power, I guess you can say. So, yeah, everything for a reason.
Has that always been the name of the band?
No, for a long time, it was, I think for the first 2 years, maybe even 3 years, it was just Quincy Mumford Band. And it just didn't seem right after a while. We felt like the band should, as it began to extend, felt like the band should have their own identity. And I love walking off stage and saying, hey, I'm going to let The Reason Why I do one for you. And I'll get off stage and I'll do an instrumental that's like cool. So I think that showing them that they're there and that they're highlighted and giving them recognition is important. And it makes things a little bit more interesting.
Well, you see, and that's why as someone who's covered bands for a really long time, I don't want to say how many years it's been, but let's just say it's been a while. I wanted to give those guys some time up front since they're not sitting here with us. So
sure.
Yeah, it's important. You got to take care of those people, I think.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me about the band style, the types of music. I mean, you produce sounds. I don't want to say a sound. You have multiple sounds going on, which is why I mentioned everyone from Jimmy Buffett and Michael Franks to Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, you're in New Jersey, so I'm thinking that, you know, obviously your parents, I'm sure, are very proud of you, but something went wrong there because, you know, you're not showing the influence of either Sinatra or Springsteen, and who knew you could be in a band in New Jersey and not be, you know, one or the other?
Yeah. I think it had a lot to do with actually my parents. I grew up listening to all different types of music. My dad was very much into the whole reggae scene, you know, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Third World, Steel Pulse, and also listened to a lot of classic rock, Pink Floyd and Zeppelin, and all the classics. And my mom was very much into like the more kind of edgy type of things, like Talking Heads and the Ramones and Sublime even. So I grew up listening to a lot of different type of music, so my taste is very eclectic. It's a wide range. So naturally, growing up, when I started writing, I loved listening to all these different sounds and kind of combining them and creating things. So when I make songs, it's not like, all right, I'm going to stick to one true sound. It's just whatever comes out, whatever I'm feeling, whatever emotion matches the music, and it turns into what we have today, which is a combination of a lot of things, from reggae grooves to mellow singer-songwriter, more bluesy type things, to funk and soul, to R&B and hip-hop influences. So when you listen to especially the new record, it's like very much up and down. It's kind of following these different emotions and different sounds, and I think that's what makes the record, you know, unique and interesting to a listener, because you never know what's going to come next on the next track.
Do you think some of that influence is a function of living in a very metropolitan area, whereas maybe somebody in, no disrespect to Des Moines, Iowa, but it's not that melting pot of people and sounds and ideas, whereas New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, I mean this is where the whole world comes.
Right. Yeah, I mean specific to even my hometown is I live a mile from the beach, so I grew up with the kind of beachy sounds coming into things. That's why I always gravitated more towards the reggae and the funk and the really more kind of beachy sounds, as you mentioned, like Jimmy Buffett, you know. So that type of sound kind of definitely influenced me. And plus, I mean, in the metropolitan area, there's just so much music and so much different types of music. It's not like you're in, like you said, Iowa, but like, you know, Tennessee or whatever, you're going to get a lot more country and bluegrass and type of things, which I also love, but it's not specific to that one type of sound. You're going to get a million different things coming out of this area.
Right. Well, I'm sure that people are listening to us talk, and while I'm sure they're fascinated by the sound of our words, they're probably hoping that at some point now I'm going to say, hey, you got a guitar handy? Could you play us a song from It's Only Change?
Yeah, it's funny. I have one right here.
Oh, what a coincidence. You're going to play, I believe, a song called Eventually.
Yep.
You want to tell us anything about it before you get started?
Yeah. So this is a tune off of the new record, and the song is basically about the weight of life being on your shoulders and kind of bringing you down and putting you in a more dark place of stress and realizing that life is but a journey, and whatever you're going through, you're going to get past. You just got to keep on keeping on, and you'll get there eventually.
Very good. All right, folks, listen. This is Quincy Mumford, Quincy Mumford and the Reason Why, playing Eventually from It's Only Change.
Myself trying to please these people, expecting me to stay in my solid swell. Maybe I just take the day off, knock down again. Guess it's time to pay. Wait, I ain't got no more. Oh, my soul left in give. Do I sit? Do I stay? Do I walk? Should I talk? It's very confusing for me. Oh, we need a liberation. Maybe I just wanna enjoy this day. Stop to appreciate the small things make this world great. Yes, I know this life can all be fun and game. If I play these cards correctly, I'll be free eventually. Yeah. I dream of a home with a white picket fence, a perfectly fold down grains of sand, and a path leads to the sea. Key change. To live a simple life with someone I call baby, adventures in the bedroom drive me crazy. It's where I wanna be. Maybe I just wanna enjoy this day. Stop to appreciate the small things that make this world great. Yes, I know this life can all be fun and games. If I play these cards correctly, I'll be free. Eventually, yeah, yeah. Maybe I just wanna enjoy this day. Stop to appreciate the small things that make this world great. Yes, I know this life can all be fun and games. If I play these cards correctly, I'll be free eventually.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. And, of course, sometime from now when you're, you know, too rich and famous to do this show and there's a bootleg out there of this performance, we will know it because in the middle of it there'll be key change.
Yeah, exactly. I had to throw that in there because otherwise people would be like, he messed up. But I pointed out that I messed up, so then it's all good.
That's right. That's right. Own it. Own it. That's the only way exactly. to do it. So do you write all the music?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of collaborations because I love writing with other people. I think it's fun, and sometimes you can come up with twice as a good idea as just yourself. But I do write, you know, most if not all the music myself.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, I do. It was called The Environment Song. Yeah, it was very special. I think I was 13 years old, and went something like something really bad. Anyway, I'm trying to remember it, but it was called the Environment Song. It was pretty awful.
Oh. Yeah, better quick.
I would hope so. Oh. That was terrific. Yeah.
Did you get help from anyone on that? Did anyone guide you through, you know, learning how to compose? I'm always kind of curious about that because, to me, now, I mean, I make my living writing books and articles and things like that. And I could write a play, I could do a TV or a film script. I could never write a song. It doesn't make sense in my head how to do that. And so, like, I mean, that's a talent that I have a great deal of respect for. But I always wonder, how do you figure out how to do that and make it work?
I think it's a lot of trial and error. I mean, I was young and loved a lot of, you know, like Jack Johnson tunes and the more simple type of writing, but interesting lyrics and smooth and soothing melodies. So I kind of started with, you know, something as bad as the Environment Song, and then, I mean, just the title's awful. And kind of just started, I don't know, I mean, just started writing a lot. And I think that's how I just got better. I wrote a bunch of songs, and eventually when I went to go make my first record, a producer who produced my first three records gave me a lot of guidance on how to write. I wrote a lot of songs with him, and you know, taught me a lot of things about writing and about different ways of writing and how to train your brain to think differently and not to just think in one track mind, but to expand your thoughts and different patterns and things that you can do, and introduced me to a lot of music. So I think, you know, having some guidance by like a fatherly figure that taught me a lot about music in general and recording and writing and stuff. Really helped kind of spark my writing process and eventually grew bigger, and I started writing with a lot of other people, which also really helped me to grow as a writer and eventually writing much better songs on my own. So.
And what comes first, the music or the lyrics?
It used to, for a long time, just be the music, and then melody, and then lyrics. But especially with this new album, Change, I experimented a lot with just, especially new age technology, with having a cell phone. I could just, pick it up and press record, and I'll be in the car driving and sing a melody, and then come back later and write music to it, or have a lyrical idea and just write it down, or tell my phone to write it down. And this new record, it came from a lot of different directions, and not just musically, which I think made it more interesting, for sure.
And another kind of background question. Anyone else in your family musically inclined?
My uncle, I think, is the only one that plays guitar well. But that's it. My parents are both chefs. So they have the creative gene in them, they create awesome recipes and have an amazing restaurant here in New Jersey. My brother is a filmmaker, so the arts is definitely, and my grandpa's a painter. So the arts has definitely been in my family, but I'm the one who really kind of, I guess, took the whole musical side of things to run with it.
Now, you missed the opportunity, but I'll give it to you again. What's the name of the restaurant and where is it located?
It's Mumford's Culinary Center, and it's they do cooking classes and catering and lunch and dinner, and lunch and breakfast, and it's in Tinton Falls, New Jersey.
Tinton Falls?
Yeah, Tinton Falls, New Jersey.
There's a Wawa in Tinton Falls, isn't there?
Is there?
I think
I have no idea.
I thought there was. Well, anyway. just little bits of information that seep into my brain at different times. So, one more question. We'll have you do another song. Performing, some people find it kind of abnormal. It's not a normal function for some people. Some people, it's very comfortable. Where do you fit into this? Do you like to do it, or did you have to kind of bring that out of yourself?
Yeah, I love performing, and I always have. And it's always been a comfort zone for me. I guess I don't know if that has to do with my personality, but I'm more of an outgoing person. I'm a people person, so being around in public never bothered me. So being on a stage was just like being in the same room as somebody else and talking to them, except talking to them through music. So it never, ever bothered me. And still to this day, I don't really get nervous before getting on stage, minus a couple incidents, just being on bigger stages and with the pressure of opening for somebody who I respect, but besides that, I mean, I have no nerves, and I love being on stage,
Cool. Now, you feeling okay about doing another song?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I think I'd understood that you were going to do When You Get Back.
Yep.
And I seem to recall there's something particularly personal about this song for you.
Yeah. I wrote this song, for my wife, but also for myself. My wife is from Sweden, so when I met her 2 months before she was going back home, we did a lot of traveling back and forth after we met from Sweden to America. So there's a lot of time spent away from each other, and of course in a different time zone, so it made things pretty difficult to be in communication, be away from each other. So I kind of wrote this as a reminder of why we're doing this in the first place, and that although it might be hard and it might be black and white sometimes, we need to make sure that we go and grab all the color and fill it in, keep this love alive and keep things the way that they should be. And eventually she will, or at that time she would be here and be back in America, and we'd be able to stop fighting anymore and live together finally. And the idea is that when she gets here, I'll carry all of her ways and make things feel comfortable for her as well for myself.
Well, folks, this is Quincy Mumford performing When You Get Back, sharing a little piece of his heart here with us, and this is from It's Only Change. It's all you. Mm-hmm.
conversating about leaving from our homes. Find a new place to roam. The more you spoke, the more I thought and understood. You are the one for me. It was time for me to see. Then you left, I held my breath. I couldn't stand. Fever, oh, so lonely. Never felt so empty. Snow, my love remains. Now I'll be waiting for you. When you get back, I won't carry all your worries. Don't be so sad. Soon we'll be united. We will look back, only laugh at all the heartaches. When you get back, promises I made I kept, at least I thought I did. Sorry for misleading, lost touch on what was needed. Struggle now must be erased somehow. Don't wanna be alone with my thoughts anymore. What I've been yearning for. When you get back, I won't carry all your worries. Don't be so sad. Soon I'll be united. We will look back, only laugh at all the heartaches. When you get back. I wish I can paint a picture in a book with no words, oh, I wish I could draw an image of a perfect world. But the mural we've been handed has been faded up black and white. Scrambling to find the colors so I can make this right. All the feelings lost and found again. I know that we belong. It's agonizing waiting game. So be gone. Be strong. Oh, 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 oh. Be strong.
All right. Very nice. So, was that the clincher for your future wife, that when you wrote that song and played it for the first time?
Was that what?
Was that the clincher for her? Was that when she went, okay, yeah, I think I'm going to have to marry this guy?
Oh, she already agreed to it before. Oh. Yes.
So this was a bonus.
That was the bonus or the deal breaker. Already agreed, but then she was just like, you know, I definitely got to do it.
I think you're a little too obsessed. I don't think I can marry you. what was her reaction the first time she heard the song? Because, you know, not everyone is lucky enough to have a song written about them. You know, there was Maybelline and, you know, Rosanna, but...
I think she cried. I think... it's definitely a lot of emotion involved because it's all very true, you know. So every lyric is factual and real to both of us. So I think it was a very emotional moment, as for most of the songs that I write for her.
Now this song, I got to say, I like it a lot, and I think it would be a great, if anyone's watching, I think it'd be a great song for like a first dance at a wedding.
Yeah,
I think, you know, I think. You know, if my brother, the DJ, if he should hear this and see this, he should get this into rotation and offer it to wedding customers. But I think that's a very sweet, very compelling song. If you're getting, you know, you just got married and you want something to dance to, that first dance, right there, when you get back.
There you go.
Comfort and the reason why. Now, let me ask you a technical question. I was watching your right hand on the guitar, And I noticed that you were switching, you were doing two different things. At times, it seemed like you're, I guess that's the index finger, you were tucking it in with the, maybe with the pick, and then you were kind of hitting the guitar, and then at other times you were strumming it a little more traditionally.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I like playing with my fingers, and I've kind of grown, as I have played more and more over the years, I've kind of put down the pick, and I play a lot with my fingers. I have a song called Free From It All, where it's all just, you know, finger picking, and I do a lot of these kind of like I don't even know what you call it, I forget what it's called, but kind of like grabbing the strings and plucking like that, and I use the thumb to kind of add some percussion to it. So it kind of just, it just makes the sound a little bit fuller, and I don't really do that purposely. I think it's just part of that, and then when I do that, and then I kind of tuck my pick.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, right.
Like that, and then when I need it, I just bring it right back out, so, yeah.
I was thinking maybe there's a bit of a frustrated bass player in you.
Yeah, I love playing bass. I'm not a great bass player, but I think that I can play, so I like playing bass.
So was I on target early on when I mentioned the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Did that resound with you?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to them, and I love the Chili Peppers, and a lot of our songs are very funky and funk influenced. So, you know, our bass player loves Flea and definitely slapping the bass. If you know the movie out there, I Love You Man. If not, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. But yeah,
no. But I know Flea and I know the Chili Peppers, so I get the idea. So you guys are you're out playing some clubs this fall, and then I think in January you'll be playing a lot more. Is that the plan?
Yeah. So our keyboard player goes to school, so she's not available too much during the week, but we do a lot of weekend warrior stuff, so we'll go away for the weekend and do a 3-day run a lot through the fall, mostly in the Northeast area, and then come January, after our big holiday show, we're going to head back out on the road and go south and a little bit into the western region a little bit, so definitely a lot more tour dates coming out towards the winter and springtime, and a lot in the Northeast throughout the fall.
All right. Well, folks, you can find Quincy Mumford and The Reason Why, their new album, It's Only Change, at great online retailers, or you can order it right now at a great price, MrMedia.com. If you're watching the video here on the MrMedia.com site, right over there somewhere, you should see the cover. You can click on it. Order it right now. You can download it immediately if you want to do it that way, or I'm sure you can get sent a traditional CD if you're over the age of, you know, you probably prefer a CD, but whatever. You can download the music, whatever. And if you want to see Quincy Mumford and The Reason Why live, which I think this has been a great taste of that, you probably want to do that now. I know they're playing a lot of dates in New Jersey. They're going up as far as Vermont, up and down, and then more dates. See that at their website, quincymumford.com. Are you guys on Twitter, Facebook, any of that stuff as well?
All of the above. Twitter.com/Quincy Mumph, Facebook.com/Quincy Mumford, or just search us Quincy Mumford and The Reason Why on Google, and you'll find just about everything. QuincyMumford.com, YouTube, all of the above. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Quincy, delightful to have you here. Seems like we've spent a lot of time together. And that's a little in-joke, folks. I want to thank you. I really enjoyed getting to hear and see you play live right here, and enjoy the music, and look forward to seeing you again. Good luck with the band and the album.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate it, and good hanging with you, and thanks for listening.
Pleasure. ...by visiting our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com, or check out the more than 200 video interviews on the Mr. Media Radio site on YouTube. And I'd sure appreciate if you'd show some love for Mr. Media's advertisers, including Stitcher. Apple named Stitcher a top 5 news app of 2011. It's a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. You can listen whenever you want to more than 5,000 shows, get customized recommendations, and discover what your friends are listening to. My own list of Stitcher favorites is pretty eclectic. I start my day with an hour of MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Then it's the latest two-minute update from the Onion News Network. After that, I'll listen to WTF with Mark Maron, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and excerpts from E's Chelsea Lately and The Soup with Joel McHale. Also in regular rotation on my Stitcher playlist, The BS Report with ESPN's Bill Simmons, The TechCrunch Headlines, and The Don Geronimo Show. The latest episodes of each show, whether originating from broadcasts, cable TV, radio syndication, or podcasts, are continuously updated. Stitcher is a free app for your iPhone, iPad, Kindle, Fire, BlackBerry, Droid, and more. And show your support of Mr. Media by getting, did I mention it's free? The app at stitcher.com/Mr. Media. That's stitcher.com/MR Media. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We're also supported by Audible. Check out Audible's 30-day trial membership and download the audiobook version of the book everyone's been talking about, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. Sign up for your free trial today at audible.com/radio. Again, audibletrial.com/radio. And finally, if you need a disc jockey for a wedding, bar mitzvah, corporate event, or just a big old party, please consider calling 1-800-DIAL-DJS, the party authority, for all your party entertainment needs. You can call 1-800-DIAL-DJS or go to their website, 1-800-DIAL-DJS.com, and tell them Mr. Media sent you. And thanks for listening.